Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on August 7 regarding Michael Kaplis, C-A-P-L-I-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kaplis as described in my report of 10-8-15, but he's now a 74-year-old male who recounts he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 7-2-13. But as a result, he believes he injured his neck, common right shoulder, and elbow, and went to the emergency room the same day. Brady had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady has not undergone any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the documentation supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 1-11-16 to be inserted here. Period. He then... reopened his case on 12-2-18 in conjunction with answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. He related he was working on a part-time basis, parentheses, 20 to 25 hours per week, close parentheses, for Klein, K-L-I-N-E, construction as a flagger. Period. He indicated he had increased pain in the neck and right hand. Period. The pain in the neck went down both arms into the biceps. Period. He was experiencing more difficulty with cervical range of motion. Period. Petitioner's right hand numbness had increased, and he purports to frequently drop items. Period. At night, petitioner's right hand becomes completely numb. Period. New paragraph. He submitted another set of... scratch that. An affidavit of petitioner in support of order approving settlement was completed by the petitioner on 4-28-20 period. This was after the second order approving settlement that was entered on 4-28-19. That will be inserted as marked from your cover letter or the records. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. He also supplied answers to interrogatories in 2020, indicating he did not have any new accidents or unauthorized treatment. Brady had worked for 3 months as a flagger from January to March of 2020 and was on Social Security retirement. Brady, the case settled at the end of April, and he asked for more treatment in September and October and reopened it, his case, in December. Period. He admitted to some limited part-time employment that ended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Brady was on Social Security, so not receiving state temporary disability benefits. But he was 72 years of age and had been on Social Security and Medicare since he was 65. But he denied any new accidents, but asserted his complaints had gotten worse. Period. New paragraph. I am now in receipt of certain radiographic reports that were not previously available. These include x-rays of the right hand from 10-9-13 that showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. On 11-4-14, anterior flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine compared to a study of 9-12-14 to be inserted here. Period. On 7-21-15, he was evaluated by Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, who offered estimates of permanent disability. Period. New paragraph. On 1-22-19, he was reevaluated neurosurgically by Dr. Glass. Period. In addition to the subject event, he ascertained a history of left total knee arthroplasty, partial right knee replacement, left shoulder surgery, and knee arthroscopy. Period. He performed a clinical exam and reviewed the cervical MRI from 11-4-14. Gertie rendered diagnoses of cervicalgia with cervical radiculopathy, comma, history of C2-3 and C3-4 spondylosis, comma, C4-5 and C5-6 disc osteophyte complexes, and C6-7 small central protrusion. Period. He recommended updated cervical MRI and upper extremity EMG that he causally related to the event of 7/2/13. Period. On 2/16/19, he did undergo a cervical MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 2/21/19, he did have an EMG to be inserted here. Period. That same day, he was seen by Dr. Glass again, who noted the EMG, described findings of right carpal tunnel syndrome, but no evidence of electrical cervical radiculopathy. Period. He recommended hand subspecialty evaluation regarding the carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. They discussed management alternatives relative to the cervical MRI findings. Period. From a neurosurgical perspective, he was deemed at maximum medical improvement status. Period. New paragraph. He later returned to Dr. Glass on 1/28/21. Period. He referenced the results of a cervical MRI done on 1/14/21 to be inserted if not already done separately. Period. His diagnostic impressions at that juncture were cervicalgia, comma, C2-3 spondylosis, comma, C3-4 central herniation with spondylosis, comma, C4-5 disc osteophyte complex, comma, C5-6 disc osteophyte complex, comma, and C6-7 broad herniation. They again discussed treatment options. The petitioner preferred to continue expectant management and a home exercise program. From a neurosurgical perspective, he was deemed once again to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 4/17/19. He was seen by hand specialist Dr. Marzik. He diagnosed chronically symptomatic right elbow ulnar neuropathy. There was no evidence clinically of carpal tunnel syndrome that is described in his two previous nerve tests. In light of the fact his symptoms were stable, he desired no more aggressive intervention. They discussed the potential for worsening, but he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement regarding his right upper extremity symptoms. Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, performed a permanency evaluation on 7/12/19. Period. New paragraph. On 2/7/20, Dr. Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, also performed an independent medical evaluation. Period. His diagnoses were healed fourth cervical vertebral fracture and right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He explained updated MRI and EMG studies reveal no interval worsening of his underlying conditions since his order-approving settlement and exams by a neurosurgeon and a hand specialist. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Physical exam did not reveal objective medical evidence of a further restriction in function. Period. He then offered his levels of permanency that will be inserted from page 6 as marked. Period. New paragraph on 1/14/21, he did have cervical spine flexion extension x-rays compared to the cited studies to be inserted here. Period. That same date, he underwent a cervical spine MRI to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 1/7/21, he was seen again by Dr. Marzik. period, he presented with about a 5-month history of right hand pain and locking of all of his digits at different times, but he still gets occasional numbness and tingling in the 4th and 5th fingers, but this has been stable. Period. He denied any new trauma. Period. He was currently not working, but just officiated football in the fall. Period. He denied any new injury or new treatment since last being seen. Period. Dr. Marzik gave diagnostic impressions to be inserted here. Period. He concluded no treatment was necessary for his chronic ulnar neuropathy, which had been stable. Period. They discussed treatment options for the trigger fingers. Period. This would need to be treated under his private insurance with triggering and Dupuytren's contracture. Period. New paragraph on 519.22, Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, performed another permanency evaluation. Period. He offered increases in the level of permanency involving the right arm as well as the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. I have also been provided with progress notes from Dr. Ranelli, R-A-N-E-L-L-E, on 8/19/13 for a follow-up evaluation. His neck pain is mild, but he had significant tension cephalgia in the back of the head and over the top of his head when he tries to move his neck. Period. He also complained of symptoms in the right hand. Period. He concluded there was a healing fracture of the cervical spine with associated degenerative disc disease and contusion of the right hand. Period. They were going to discontinue the use of a cervical collar. Period. He was going to begin physical therapy. Period. He followed up on 9/30/13. With the cervical spine improving, period. His right hand pain was not better. Period. He was concerned the patient may have a radiculopathy from his neck, causing the pain and numbness into his right hand. Period. They were referring him for x-rays of the right hand, as well as EMG/NCV of the right upper extremity. Period. Mr. Kaplis was going to stay off work until those tests were performed and then be re-evaluated. Period. New paragraph. We'll have to put this statement where it goes chronologically and with the correct provider. Period. Dr. Marzik commented on 4/17/19. He had a prior permanent hand contracture and now has new onset of 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th stenosing tenosynovitis and Dupuytren's, both not related to this accident. Period. He also sought unauthorized care at Rothman on 4/27/21 for locking of the right hand fingers. Period. He denied any injury. Period. The locking in his right index finger had been present for over a year. It was noted he had undergone prior left thumb and left long finger trigger release by Dr. Lutsky, L-U-T-S-K-Y, in the past. Period. Petitioner chose non-operative treatment and received a corticosteroid injection to the right hand. Period. He also treated at Rothman for an unrelated foot condition. Period. Physical exam, general appearance. He had a full suntan that he attributed to reading on the beach and being in the ocean. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed flexion contractures of the right small finger and a Popeye deformity of the left biceps. Bear, there was a healed oblique open scar anteriorly at the left shoulder. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was falling on planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished in a right stocking glove distribution, but was otherwise intact. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbow. With Phelan's maneuver, he had tingling in the small finger and elbow on the right that are not physiologic. Period. This maneuver was negative on the left. Period. With Tinel's at the right medial epicondyle and Lechman on process, he reported paresthesias, which also are not physiologic. Pair of these maneuvers were negative on the left. Pair of the rest of that section is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities low. Inspection revealed healed scarring about both knees. Pair of the left was for a full knee replacement, and on the right a partial arthroplasty. Pair on the right medial thigh was a scar measuring 5 inches in length and was retracted. Period. He attributed this to an industrial injury. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 20 to 115 degrees with crepitus. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 0 to 125 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was 10 degrees, comma extension 40 degrees, comma bilateral rotation 25 degrees with tenderness, and bilateral side bending to 20 degrees with tenderness on the right. Period. When distracted, he had improved range of motion. Period. He was tender to palpation at the trapezius musculature bilaterally, as well as the suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. On 7/2/13, Michael Kaplis was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. His earlier course of treatment will be inserted from my prior report as marked. Period. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, he has had additional scratch that he received orders approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He had additional specialist consultation, comma, diagnostic testing, comma, and treatment. Period. He denied any interval injuries but did have some interval employment. Period. He elected not to pursue surgical intervention. Period. Various opinions were issued relative to causality, particularly involving his right hand, Dupuytren's contracture, and trigger fingers. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency remain the same as previously indicated. Period. There were certain non physiologic and non-anatomic findings on his current clinical examination. Period. And that is the end.